Hey guys, welcome to this week's edition of the Mess Mixologist. Great to see you all. This week we're going to do a nice but a filthy dirty cocktail, one of my favourites. We're going to do the Long Island Iced Tea. For anyone who's woken up with an achy head and a dodgy stomach, you'll probably contest to the fact that the Long Island Iced Tea is as dangerous as it is delicious. So there's a few different places of origins, different people that claim that the most well-known origin for the Long Island Iced Tea is from a guy called Robert Rosebud, but he claims to have invented the Long Island Iced Tea for a cocktail to create a new mixed drink back in 1972 whilst he worked at the Oak Beach Inn on Long Island, New York. Would that probably make it the youngest, most well-known cocktail? Most of them kind of steeping back quite a few years in history. So we're going to go on to make that in a moment. I've got some good news for everybody, certainly for me. Cocktails with Rob Raidermaker. We had a chat on the phone the other day, a fantastic hour chatting away. And rumour has it from me that he will be making a cameo on the show. So we're going to do a little double-ended thing from somewhere, Amsterdam and UK, whilst we're on lockdown. And ideally, we'll meet up at a show and do something together there too, which is good. I was due to have a guest this week. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to make it, so you've just got me. But we have got a fantastic guest for next week that I'll introduce after we've made this. So the Long Island Iced Tea is a beautiful blend of five different white spirits, lemon juice, lime juice, simple syrup, topped up with cola. We're going to use Coca-Cola. Other brands, obviously, are available. So we're going to start off with your mixing tin full of ice. And then we're going to do 15 mils, which is about half an ounce of everything. So we're using Captain Morgan's white rum, a sugarcane rum, unaged, in it goes. Again, I mentioned at the beginning, it's a relatively filthy, dirty drink. The spirits, I'm not overly bothered about in these ones. So we're using Smirnoff in here. It could be said that it's a waste to use too good a quality in vodka. Because anything too refined, you're not going to taste in this one anyway. In with the vodka. Now we need something nice and orangey here. We're using Cointreau. You could use a triple sec. Bowls do a nice triple sec as well. That's going to add a bit of sweetness in there. In with that. Now for the gin, obviously I'm biased. I make the HMS Spirits range. Not only are we going to use an HMS Spirits gin, we're going to use our Dreadnought, our Navy strength. So as well as four other spirits, we're going to add a 57.5% gin in here. It's going to be nice and punchy, and it's probably going to give me a hangover tomorrow. In it goes. This is definitely one for your weekends off. It might take a while to get over an evening on the Long Island Iced Teas. We're using this Omelico 100% agave tequila. It's really beautiful, vegetal. It does add the nice depth to the Long Island Iced Tea. And then it's 15 mils of freshly squeezed lemon, 15 mils of freshly squeezed lime. Now, I've already squeezed these earlier because I've got a whole evening tonight using this. So this is a blend of the two. So we're going to put in 25, 30. So that's an ounce of mixed juice, or half an ounce of lemon, half an ounce of lime. And then we've got a homemade simple syrup. This is just, I use 2-to-1 for my simple syrup. So 2 parts sugar to 1 part water. In it goes. Lid on, and let's give it a good shake. Off she comes. See that in there. Find our strainer. We don't need all that extra ice. We've already layered the glass of ice, so in it goes. This is a nice strong one. Right, now let's clear the decks so we can add the Coca-Cola. Bring the drink in. Bar spoon. It's a rather large bottle, but here we go. Layer it over slowly. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Long Island iced tea. Cheers. So next week, we've got Becky Milton, charter broker specialist from Bluewater, coming to join us. She's got some great industry stories, and she's going to be talking about trends that she's seeing in the charter industry and guests' wants and needs. So we'll talk about that, as well as her favourite cocktail, and then we'll make it. Look forward to seeing everyone next week. Stay safe, and see you soon. Take care.